The National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa has a huge task facing the union as it enters 2025. It is a fact that 2024 has been characterized by job loss bloodbath rooted in the COVID-19 era and rolling blackouts rooted in the chaotic, unplanned transition from fossil fuels to renewables without a just transition. This includes the movement from internal combustion engines to electric vehicles. NUMSA's vision for 2025 is that the working class must unite. And in order for us to be able to achieve that, we will indiscriminately engage trade union formations such as SAFTU, COSATU, NACTU, FEDUSA, and Solidarity. Such engagements must surface what must be elements of the working class revolutionary agenda and a perspective that can take our country out of the deep morass of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. It is NUMSA's honest view that with an organized, united working class, which is acting in its own interest, we cannot be defeated. And that means that we will also be engaging political parties who are progressive and who represent the biggest sections of the working class to mobilize them and in order to ensure that we implement a revolutionary political agenda. Some of the parties that we are referring to are the MK Party, the EFF, the SACP, UDM, the PAC, the ATM, and this also includes the ANC, which continues to be the majority party despite the drop in support. Our work as the union leadership, both national and regional, will not be easy, but we must continue the task of delivering quality service to our members. We must focus on recruiting every worker to join NUMSA, which remains a spear and a shield against all doomsayers and adversaries.